Turning the calendar to 2022 means a lot of things to a lot of different people. I think a lot of people are excited about it. There's a bunch of new laws, though, that you should know about just to make sure you are in accordance with them or taking full advantage of them come the new year. Here to chat about that is Gwen Daniels, Deputy Director of Illinois Legal Aid Online. And Gwen, thanks for hopping on with us here today.
Yeah, thank you.
Before we get to the new laws, tell us a little bit about Illinois Legal Aid Online.
Sure. Illinois Legal Aid Online, we are a Chicago-based statewide nonprofit. We run a website, illinoislegalaid.org, which provides free legal information, automated court forms, and referrals to legal aid partners throughout the state for lower-income individuals who need help solving a civil legal problem.
That's great. It's great to have a place, entryway in. I think a lot of people just start Googling things, and it's nice to have a trusted source that can help refer people to where they need to go. And as we talk about these new laws, I think it's always good to know them because you want to be in accordance, as I said, but a lot of these laws benefit Illinoisans, or at least certain people feel that way. That's why they've been voted in and signed in. And you can take advantage of a lot of different things when you learn about what the new laws are. Am I right, Gwen?
That's absolutely true.
All right. So I don't know how you want to do this. I've got a list in front of me. Do you want to give me maybe two or three that you want people to make sure they know about before I ask you some specifics?
Yeah, sure. One of them is a requirement now that pharmacies post a notice informing customers that they can request the retail price of any brand name or generic prescription. This is going to be really helpful for anybody who is uninsured or has to pay out of pocket under an insurance plan, because they'll be able to price compare across pharmacies. What you pay at Walgreens might be a little different than what you pay at CVS or what you pay at Walmart. So this will help people who have to pay prescriptions save a little bit of money.
This is just the pharmacy now has to post this notification to make sure that people are aware that they have this right.
Yes.
Okay. That's interesting stuff. What else you got for us?
Illinois students are now be able to take up to 5 days excuse absences to deal with mental health. If you're not aware, the U.S. Surgeon General just this month posted an advisory on how COVID-19 has exacerbated mental health issues in youth, and now we have a law that will allow them, without having to provide a medical note, take excused absences from school, whether they are in public school or if they are in a private school that is registered with the State Board of Education.
Interesting, because I know that there's some districts that have been more lenient about that in the past, others not so much, and many private schools not at all. So this now mandates that a school must let students do this if this is what they choose.
Yes, and after their second one, they can also then be referred to mental health resources within the school district.
I think that's great. I can hear listeners rolling their eyes right now a little bit, but trust me, giving kids a little bit more time to process what we all have to process is not such a bad thing, especially with the rigors of testing and everything along those lines here, and especially what the students have gone through the last 2 years. All right, what else you got for us here, Gwen? Want to talk about minimum wage?
Sure. So the minimum wage in Illinois has been raised to $12 an hour starting January 1st. And it will reach up to $15 an hour. Now, that's the statewide minimum wage law. In Chicago, the minimum wage law is already at $15, $14 for very small businesses. And in Cook County, it's already at $13. New state law that won't actually apply in Chicago or Cook County.
There's also the Secretary of State is going to provide expectant mothers with a little bit of reprieve in terms of driving around the area.
Yes, any woman who is in her third trimester of pregnancy can request a handicap placard for their car for 90 days.
Okay, that's good to know. Okay, and then I was also going to say that what about this non-compete agreement? Because I remember there were stories coming out that one sandwich maker, fast food place, sued an employer because they went to another sandwich maker, and people were like, dude, they're making like $11 an hour. What are you talking about with these non-competes? This law kind of addresses that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, the non-compete law bans non-compete agreements for any employee who earns less than $75,000 per year, and any non-solicitation for anyone who makes less than $45,000. This is great for most workers. And in addition to eliminating them for a lot of employees. It also lays out a lot of additional restrictions for those who are still covered, including adequate consideration for entering those agreements, which the default in the law is that they must be employed for 2 years.
Okay.
So if I sign a non-compete agreement and quit 6 months later because it's a bad fit, that non-compete agreement probably was not going to be able to be enforced.
All right. I understand the non-compete for $75,000. What is this? The agreement not to solicit is prohibited unless you earn four. Can you explain that one just a little bit more?
Yeah. Somebody a non-solicit agreement usually applies to soliciting fellow coworkers to come join you in a new job or to solicit customers of an employee.
Okay.
Of an employer.
Okay, that makes sense. Tell you what, Gwen, there's a long list of these things. I imagine people can find a little bit more information on your website. Why don't you let us know where people can go for that?
Yep, you can go to IllinoisLegalAid.org. And on our blog, we will have a post come January 1st outlining all of the new laws with links to more in-depth information on all forms of civil laws.
That makes sense to me. Gwen, thanks so much for your help. We appreciate it today, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, have a good one.